Disney debuted yet another Star Wars show this week, while NBC released a reboot of the sci-fi classic Quantum Leap. And it's all just a taste of fall TV to come, so let's put on our cozy socks and sweaters, settle down into the couch, and talk to NPR TV critic Eric Deggans for more. Hey, Eric.
Hey, you know, I'm actually in Florida, so I'm not wearing sweaters yet.
A light jacket, maybe.
Not even that. It's like 100 degrees here, too. You enjoy your comfy socks in D.C.
Will do. So Disney Plus has plenty of shows in the Star Wars universe, we can call it. They just released a Boba Fett show last December, an Obi-Wan show a few months ago. May I say it's about time Obi-Wan got his own show. And now Andor, am I saying it properly?
You are indeed, Andor, yeah. You know, part of what these streaming services are trying to do is take popular franchises and create multiple series so that there's always one of them in new episodes to keep people from wanting to drop the service. So now with Andor, we have this series that basically gives us a sense of how the Rebel Alliance, which is those freedom fighters that Princess Leia commanded back in the very first Star Wars movie, we're getting a sense of how that group got created and how it reached the point where in the movie Rogue One, we see them steal the plans to the Death Star. So this series is designed to get us there, and it's getting us there through the story of this character, Cassian Andor, who's played by Diego Luna. And he's a thief who grew up, you know, kind of looking out for himself. And eventually he winds up in a situation where people who are organizing this Rebel Alliance try to convince him to work for their cause. But first, he is stuck on this planet, and he knows that authorities are starting to look for him for a crime, and he's trying to gin up some easy money to get out of there. And we have a clip where he's trying to talk to a friend about trying to sell something that he thinks is valuable. Let's check it out.
You want to call your guy or not?
Do you know how much that's worth?
Yeah. Enough to get out of here. Lay low till things cool off. I need to relocate for a while.
You've been holding out on me.
And you've been skimming off the top. So let's not get emotional.
And listening to that dialogue, true to form, while it's set in that galaxy far away, could be right out of an old Western script.
Exactly. And it also continues this trend that we have been talking about of diversity in casting, of course. You know, Diego Luna is a well-known Latino actor, and to have someone like that in the starring role in a Star Wars TV show is breaking ground in a way that maybe people won't notice if you don't mention it, but it is breaking ground.
We also have to ask you about Quantum Leap. This is a show from the 80s and 90s, classic network TV sci-fi show. It's getting a reboot, but that reboot is also happening with a much more diverse cast than we saw back 30 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is something that we see in TV all the time. You know, the big TV media companies look in their cupboards and they try to figure out, you know, what show do we own all the rights to that people love that we can redo. What's interesting about this Quantum Leap, in addition to the fact that it moves the story along a little bit, is that it does feature a more diverse cast. We've got Raymond Lee as Dr. Ben Song, and he plays this physicist who's basically trying to recreate the technology that fueled the first Quantum Leap series. The first series featured Scott Bakula as a physicist who was trying to invent time travel technology and accidentally engaged this process where his consciousness would leap backward in time into people's bodies. So they're trying to replicate this technology in the new show to see if maybe they can rescue Scott Bakula's character, Sam Beckett. And for some reason, Dr. Ben Song decides to leap without adequately testing the technology. And when he does leap, he has memory loss, so he can't remember why he did it. So part of the mystery of the show is figuring out why he leaped, and maybe they'll figure out how to rescue Sam Beckett as well.
Perhaps room for a special appearance down the road.
Exactly.
But not yet.
I have a feeling somebody will negotiate a nice little appearance cameo fee if the show takes off.
And what else are you looking forward to this fall?
I have to say this fall has been a little disappointing. We've seen the biggest shows of the year debut actually before the fall, you know, the spinoffs of Game of Thrones. and Lord of the Rings, but AMC has a limited series built around Interview with the Vampire that looks really interesting, where the lead character is a person of color, the vampire, who tells a story. There's also this show called East New York, and it is trying to negotiate how do you do a CBS-style police procedural when we have all these suspicions about how police treat people of color, particularly in poor neighborhoods. So they're really trying to do a show that's aware of all of that stuff, but still and yet gives you the satisfying police procedural where things fairly wrap up at the end of an hour. So we'll see how that works, but I'm really intrigued by it. That's going to be on CBS next month.
All right, lots to watch. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, many thanks.
Always a pleasure.